Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I was just messaging with Alexa, who does casting, and she's currently casting for Fear Factor. I know, isn't that cool? They're bringing Fear Factor back.
And it's a Joe Rogan show.
Yeah, so they say this is like the show where you overcome your biggest fear on Fear Factor. And so, and they say, tell us about your biggest fear, which got me to thinking, like, what's your biggest fear that you don't know if you could confront on Fear Factor? 716-265-0985 Revitalize Your Weight Loss Center hotline's open. So if you were to put yourself in the running for Fear Factor, what would you say is your biggest fear? 716-265-0985. So I was trying to think of what mine would be, and I think of two. And then, I, you know, would you tell them? Because do you really want to confront it? So my two would be mice. I don't know why, but they just jeeb me out.
Sure.
All ages of mice.
From an animal.
You're talking about cute little critters, little mice. They're adorable.
No. Mice. Okay. And not like when I could be in really high buildings, but being outside something really, really high, I get that like woozy. Like,
yeah. Like, you know, how do you do on Ferris wheels where you're out in the open?
Right. So I'm wondering what your fear that you would say is your biggest for Fear Factor. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Artista.
Artista, what would be your biggest fear?
Probably like bugs, like crawling all over me while I'm sleeping.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So like if you were like laying down and they covered you in bugs, any specific ones?
No, pretty much everything scares me, so.
Yeah, all of them. Okay, so your fear factor would be bugs. All right, thank you for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Stephanie,
if you were on Fear Factor, what would be your biggest fear to overcome?
My biggest fear is heights. Heights of any sort. Anything over, like, 20 feet is too high for me.
20 feet. And would it be, like, open air? Like, if you're in a tall building, does that bother you?
No, I mean, maybe if I was getting on top of that tall building.
Right.
So, but I mean, like, if there go ahead.
Is it like outside, like at the edge of a cliff, kind of outside high heights?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How do you do in rides, like at a theme park?
Oh, I'm deathly afraid.
Yeah.
I try to steer very clear away from any roller coasters. Luckily, I have toddlers, so we're not there yet. But
okay.
One day they're going to be pressuring me to go on with them, and then I'm going to really have to face that fear, right?
Oh, good luck with that. Yeah, that's, Heights, I think heights, that for whatever reason, heights seem to be one of the big fears.
But you're right to point out there's a difference between being in a solid building where it's fine and you're good and you're up high versus out in the open and looking over the edge like a Ferris wheel or edge of a cliff or, you know, balcony.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. If you were on Fear Factor, what fear would you face?
Oh, it would probably have to be like open water, like ocean.
Oh.
Okay, so like if they dropped you in the middle of the ocean, like with a life jacket on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
You're going there right now in your mind.
That's because I almost drowned in Hawaii.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So there's a story.
I was on vacation in Maui, and I got caught in a rip current, and it pulled me under, and it was terrifying.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
I can't go in any, like, open water. I can't even go into wave pools, like, at Darien Lake. It's terrible.
Right. Well, I can understand why you'd have that fear. How did you get saved from the rip current? Because those are so dangerous.
I was very fortunate in that there were other beachgoers that saw what was happening, and they were from California, and they just dived right in.
Wow.
And got me out.
Right. What did they do? Because I've always heard with rip currents, I've never been in one, but I've seen the signs like dangerous rip current, that you swim parallel to the shore until the rip current's gone, and then you can go in. Is that kind of what they did?
Yes, I tried to swim parallel, but the waves just kept coming, and my head just kept going under the water. It was honestly the most terrifying moment of my life.
Yeah, exactly. I can only imagine. So yours would be being in open water, and you've got a legit story to back that up of why you're afraid of it. Fear Factor's casting, and we're just wondering, what's your biggest fear?
Surgery.
Ooh, surgery. Well, that would be
true. Yeah, I have one coming up, and I'm terrified.
You're terrified. So what
I've had surgery. What's your big fear? Let me talk you through it. What's your biggest fear of surgery?
Loss of control.
Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you go under.
Yeah.
They chill you out.
Trust in the people that are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Take a breath. Yeah. No, it's going to be good on the other side. The other side's going to be good.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so, too. It's crazy when they put you under for surgery. They're like, count 10 backwards, and you're like, mm-hmm. 10, 9, and that's, you know, about it. That's, okay, yeah. So surgery. I don't know if you could get past the legal department with surgery on a TV show, but you never know. Hi, Kiss.
Hi.
Hi, what's your biggest fear to overcome?
Cats.
Cats?
Hmm?
Yes.
Okay. So if I put you in a room with cats, what would happen?
I would probably have a heart attack. I couldn't. I would drop dead. I can't go around a cat.
Why?
No, wow.
No. I'm just petrified. I can't get out of my car if there's a cat walking in front or near me. I can't get out of my car. No. My husband has to come out of the house to get me in the house. I can't. I'm petrified.
Oh. Well, where did this start? Do you have a memory?
No, actually, I don't. I've never had a bad memory of a cat, like nothing like that. It's just my mother was afraid of cats, so I think she kind of passed it on to me. I just even watching a commercial, we turned the commercial off. I can't even look at them, like nothing.
Might be something in your DNA, something that happened before you.
I don't know. But you know what, though? My sisters have cats. They have a couple of cats. Like, they put them away. One time it got out.
No.
And I've never gone back. And I've never gone back to my sister's house. Never. She comes over to my house all the time.
That's so funny. Okay, so cats would be your fear to overcome. Hi, Kiss 98.5. If you were on Fear Factor, what would be the fear you'd have to overcome?
Trying new food.
Really? Like, so if I put something in front of you, like raw oysters, would you ever taste those?
I wouldn't want to. No.
No. But could you?
No.
No. So your fear is just...
Wait. So at what point in your life do you stop trying new food? At what age? Like, because kids' menus are different than adult menus.
I can try foods that are similar to foods that I know that I like, but anything new, like eel or octopus.
Okay, so just weird food you don't like. I got you.
Okay. Exotic food.
Yeah.
Yeah, or anything with a weird sauce, like a sauce that's not ketchup.
Mm-hmm. Can your food... Some people don't like their food to touch each other.
Gosh.
Like, how are you with that?
Yeah, I don't like the food to touch unless it's like a similar food that would go well together. Yeah.
Yeah.
No touching of the food.
Yeah, you must be so fun to go to a restaurant with.
Great
I
date.
Would love to hear your order just to see the waiter's response.
Do you think a waiter could ask chef to just make sure the foods aren't touching? They'd do that, right?
I don't know. I mean, I do like to mix some, like, I like to put, like, macaroni and cheese on a hot dog or, like, foods okay. that are supposed to mix. But if they're not mm-hmm. supposed to mix or touch, they cannot touch.
I understand. Okay. All
right. Do you think you eat kind of the same way a six-year-old does?
I would like to think that that's not true, but it probably is.
Mm-hmm. Self-reflection.
My friend Mike can help out. He's got a kid that the foods can't touch, so he could probably help out with, yeah, just get the proper plate
just
and you're all good.
Inch them closer and closer together each day. We could work you into it, you know?
Yeah, just, no.
No. Okay. All right. No. That would be your fear factor, food. 716-265-0985. If you were on Fear Factor, what would be the fear you would want to overcome?
For me, I wouldn't want to eat like a bug or something, or like if I had to lay there with like mice crawling all over me, like I couldn't do that.
Mm. Yeah, I forgot about the bug eating that they do on Fear Factor.
Yeah, I used to watch it like every Monday religiously with my dad when I was like way younger, when it was like new episodes every week. And I remember like things like that.
Yeah, crickets.
Yeah, or like a cockroach or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I couldn't do that. And the mice, like, crawling over me, I couldn't do that either.
Me neither.
yeah. No. You know, even the thought of seeing a mouse freaks me out. Like,
Me too. Mm-mm. Yeah, exactly. Mm-mm. I'm right with you.
Yeah, now it's coming back to me, the bugs on Fear Factor. That was a big thing.
Yeah, it was. I could do the heights. I could do a lot of the athletic things, but the mice and the bugs, I can't do that.
Right. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this? Hello? Hi. There you are. No worries. We lost you. Sorry about that. Well, call back if you want to tell us your fear. Yeah, so Fear Factor is casting, and we're just wondering this morning, what would be your biggest fear?
They've revamped the show. Joe's not part of it. It might be similar to the old one. I don't know what they're going to get into, but with a lot of the reality shows, it really is about those big personalities. And with this one, what are you afraid of is kind of what they're looking for. And so local casting agent Alexa is front of the pack there with getting people on board.
It's kind of cool. Hi, Kiss.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Jenna.
Jenna, what's your biggest fear?
Fish.
Fish?
Fish.
Like,
fish in the ocean or being near it scares
What about fish on? What about fish on a plate, like, to eat? Are you okay with that?
Oh, yeah, I can eat a fish on the plate, but if I'm swimming and there's fish touching me, absolutely not.
Yeah, so you're not doing any of those snorkel adventures where you swim with the fish?
No koi pond for you.
No.
I've tried it, and it terrified me. The scales, like little teeth, the thought of that, scares me so much.
Oh, now I want to put you just in like a swimming. School of fish. That sounds so funny. I want to just see what you would do.
Put her in the tank at Cabela's.
I know, no. Right? Like, yeah, no. No, but that would be fun. Thank you for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What fear do you need to overcome?
Mine would definitely be eating bugs or jumping out of a helicopter.
Oh, those are two good ones.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, well, no, like with a parachute, right?
Oh.
Like, yeah, yeah.
But I will be clear, I will do anything for the money.
Yeah, so you, oh, I like that about you. There you go. Let's cut right to the chase. You'll do it for the money. What bug? See, I think when a bug is alive and then they have you eat it, that would be difficult for me to do. How about you?
Probably, definitely centipedes, like caterpillars. Like whatever they got. Like the squishy ones.
Yeah, the squishy ones. That like
centipedes
have goop.
With all the legs, but the white. So right now there are these white fuzzy kind of caterpillars that are popping up around Western New York if you see them. Adorably cute, but I don't want them on me.
Whoa. Or eat them.
Anything that could like pop in your mouth would be really gross.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm gonna. This is you may or may not agree, but I think it's worse when a guy acts like a baby if he's scared of bugs. I feel like I can act like all ewed out, but if you started screaming like me, that would be very funny.
Yeah, shrieking can be a turnoff.
Shrieking would be funny. The jumping out of the helicopter thing, even with a parachute, still difficult.
You know what? No hesitation with the parachute, just without it.
Well, yeah, obviously.
But you don't usually jump out of a... That's usually a plane thing. Helicopter, parachutes, that's not...
No, you don't do common. That? I don't know.
Not really, no. They usually take you up in a plane. You usually, I mean...
Okay, so it'd be a plane.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, jumping... But, I hear what you're saying.
Check. I'm jumping.
I love that about you. Thank you for being honest. Good self-reflection. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ann.
Anne, if you were to overcome a fear on Fear Factor, what would it be?
I have a couple.
Okay.
One is, it's going to sound weird, dirty houses, like ick, gross, going into people's houses that are filthy.
Okay.
It freaks me out.
Okay, fair. And two?
And my other one is not so much a fear as it's more of a, like, a disgust, is my ex-husband.
So,
okay.
If I put...
anywhere with him probably kill me.
Oh, girl, listen to you. Just let it flow out of you. Just let that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Preach, it's like
girlfriend.
Muscle memory. Preach it. Preach it.
All right. So, noted.
So yeah.
That would probably send me over the edge.
The That's house thing. Funny. Are we talking hoarder level or just dirty, haven't cleaned up? What kind of dirty are we talking about?
Hoarder, I could probably handle. I'd be more apt to want to help them clean it out. It's like when you go in someone's house and you smell dirt, like, and you go into a room and you can't go to the bathroom there. There's like dirty baseboards, disgusting, and you know there's something lurking there.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Bugs. Yeah, I can't. It literally would kill me.
I'm thinking if Fear Factor borrowed one of those like overnight suites from The Bachelor and put you and your husband in there, that would be so funny.
Oh,
ex-husband.
Okay, so then I would conquer everybody else's fear of heights because I would jump off of a roof or something. I'd be out.
Dramatics.
Very funny. Thank you for calling. My ex-husband. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning. Hi, who's this? Oh, I lost you. All right, so some pretty good fears. I mean, very unusual ones and very funny. We like that. Fear Factor's casting, and if you had to cast for Fear Factor, what would you tell them is your biggest fear? That's what we're wondering. 716-265-0985. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, good morning, Janet. This is Chrissy.
All right, Chrissy, you're on Fear Factor, and what fear would you need to overcome?
I'm extremely claustrophobic, so whenever I see them put them in, like, the tight little boxes, and then they bury stuff on them... I'm like, I'd be crying within 0.5 seconds, or when they even put them just in the big tubs full of, like, and I'm not scared of snakes or creepy crawlies, but just being in a big tub full of creepy crawlies that you're completely surrounded in, that was just enough for me to just freak out.
How do you do in an elevator, or let's say a change room at Target? How do you do with that?
Oh, that's
that's fine. There's a door, there's a way out. But if the elevator ever stopped working and I'm trapped in it, then I'd have a problem. Mm-hmm. I'm trapped.
Wow.
I feel that fear with you as you describe it.
I'm feeling it in my knees, your stress.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The part like
your
being
anxiety.
Buried. You know how they do the burying thing? That gets me.
Yes.
So, yeah.
That's nuts. No.
It is nuts. No, not at all. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss.
Yes, I have a really good one for the conversation going on right now about the fear.
Yes.
And is it something we could talk about, or you want to hear about it first?
No, we're on the air right now. This is
it.
Janet and Nick. Hey, baby.
Yeah.
Let's What's up? Welcome.
Steve from Lindenville. I'm just out doing my walk. I listen to you guys every day. Great show.
Thanks, Dave.
I love
Appreciate
Lindenville,
you.
By the way. First off, shout out to Lindenville. Close enough to drive to. Beautiful. And just wonderful little... Jane, it's nestled between Lockport and Medina-ish.
Nice.
It's right around there.
Yeah.
Listen, Dave,
yeah, you're right
your walk...
Area,
keep,
right
keep your pace up while you're talking to us. Now,
Don't
I need
slow down,
to,
buddy.
Yeah, I mean, come on. So. Let's get those steps
my
in.
Fear, my fear, Janet, is a fear of not living. Not dying, but not living.
Like living not your living. Life?
Living a good life.
Yeah.
Doing all the adventurous things you want to do, your bucket list stuff, waiting too long to do all that.
Yeah, that is a fear. Deep, thoughtful answer, and I appreciate that. That's
wow.
Well.
Wow. Who's lucky enough to be your person? Because I bet you're having a fun life. Are you with somebody?
I've been married 43 years to a wonderful woman. We travel. We had the tragedy of losing our son several years ago, and my bucket list came to me a little earlier than most. So I started skydiving. I'm a longtime scuba diver, skier, and I won't bore you with the rest, but I think you get the point.
Yeah.
And I think all of us that near old age, retirement age, to think about doing the things we want to do to finish out our years and live a really good life. Do the things you want to do.
I love that. I think you were meant to call today. Dave, what is the next bucket list item that you and your wifey are going to conquer?
Well, she wants to do an Alaskan cruise, which I'm all up for. We've done a few cruises in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And just travel. Just in retirement travel. We're going to see our daughter in Colorado soon and the grandkids. And
nice.
See some of the world before it gets too late.
Yeah, good for you. What's scarier, jumping out of the plane in the air or being deep down in the ocean?
They're both pretty cool. They both take a little practice. I thought jumping out of the plane was very exhilarating, and I like that stuff anyway, that feeling of, you know, just putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
Scuba diving's pretty easy for me. Most people would not want to do it, but when you're down there seeing all the beautiful fish, unlike your earlier caller that was afraid of them, it's a part of our world that most people don't get to see.
Yeah,
it's really
you're right.
Beautiful. But anything you can do to get your heart racing, Janet, skydiving, paragliding, you know, whitewater rafting, just... There's something easy. Let's like a lazy float down the creek.
Yep. I'm still waiting for you to... what gets my heart going is a good sale at a store. You and I have different exhilarations, but we both like the thrill.
Sure.
My thrill is like walking into a store where I know there's something I want to find. But I appreciate
you
calling.
You have me at Gucci.
I love that you called.
Bucket list.
Keep walking,
Lord
Dave. Keep
Lindenville
listening
right
to us.
There.
That's so cool, but very, very deep. That's a beautiful thought. So there you go. Your fear factor fears on Kiss 98.5.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.